Let's Talk. Today, let's talk through how to be an effective witness for Jesus. First of all, let's realize that witnessing is not just sharing the plan of salvation with unbelievers. It's not just an activity where you learn to share the gospel. Witnessing is a way of life. We're always being a witness in the way we live, good or bad. So let's talk about how we, as believers, can be the best witness we can be for Christ. In 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." So from these words, which ones would help you become a more effective witness for Christ? Patience or kindness? Not envying or boasting? Love is not arrogant or rude. So are we being arrogant or rude where we need to ask forgiveness for that and change? Love is not irritable or resentful. It's very easy to be irritable and resentful. Do we need to work on that part of our life? Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing. And love rejoices with truth. So which of these areas in our lives do we need to work on in order to be a good witness for Christ? Imagine this. Imagine that you were one of the apostles and Jesus had just made this statement to you. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." And that comes from John 13, 34 through 35. So what immediately comes to your mind when you read this scripture? To love others the way Jesus loves them and the way he loves you. That's huge. But remember, this is a command. It's not just a suggestion. Jesus is not just suggesting to his apostles here that this is a choice that you need to make, even though it is a choice we need to make. He's not just saying you can do this or not do this. He's saying you must do this. The only way we can be an effective witness for Christ is to have this kind of love for others. You know, we can always find fault in one another, but Jesus loves us no matter what. No matter what faults we have, no matter what's going on in our lives, he loves us truly. And that's the way he wants us to love other people. And that's the way that we can live our witness in front of them. So we must love others no matter what their faults are. That's hard to swallow, I know. We aren't perfect either, though. Remember that I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, and others are not perfect. And we know we have many people around us who never read their Bible. Some they may read it from time to time, but they're not committed to reading their Bible, and they seldom attend church. So if you want them to know what Christ can do for them, let them see what Christ does for you. You have witnessed the love of Jesus, therefore you are equipped to share with others what you have witnessed. So how can we do this? We can witness with our life, our lifestyle, the words that come out of our mouth, the love that we share with for others, the attitudes that we have. In Matthew 5:16, it says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." It's very important that our light shines for Jesus and that our love for Him and others is not hidden. Do your words and actions and lifestyle reflect that you have seen or witnessed God's love? I challenge you this week to look for Jesus shining through a friend, a family member, or even a stranger, and encourage them that you see Jesus in them. That's only going to help them to encourage them to share that love that Jesus is instilled in their heart. And it will encourage them that somebody notices that and sees that. And pray that people will see that same Jesus in you. Join me next week as we will talk about witnessing with words. We'll be using our words next week. I hope you have a great week, and may God bless you always and in always.